John 12, 12 to 19, the King of Israel. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as Jesus' disciples and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to follow our simple Friends Bible Study approach. Read, write, share, and listen. In our passage today, we will see that the crowd shouted words of praise to Jesus, but their hearts were far from him. Jesus said, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." The heart is the key to hearing what God is trying to say to us. If our hearts are hard, we cannot hear or understand what God is saying. That is why it is so essential to prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord daily. Let's pray. Father, you see our hearts and know everything about us. Give us soft hearts to hear you and honor you in all that we do. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 12, 12 to 19, the King of Israel, beginning at verse 12. On the next day, the great multitude had come to the feast. When they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took the branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Quotation from Psalm 118, 25 and 26. Meditation question. Why did such a great crowd gather to welcome Jesus as he entered to Jerusalem? What do the words they shouted from Psalm 118, 25, and 26 suggest they were expecting? Jesus' entry into Jerusalem is one of the few incidents reported in all four Gospels. The Jewish authorities wanted to arrest and execute Jesus, but did not want to do it during the Passover festival. Jesus was following his father's timetable, who determined that the sacrifice for the sins of the world would happen on the day of Passover. It says in 1 Corinthians 5:7, "Christ is our Passover lamb who is sacrificed for us." The crowd welcomed Jesus with great joy, hoping he was their king and Messiah who would deliver them from Roman rule. They were quite familiar with Psalm 118, 25, and 26. "Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Psalms 113 to 118 are known as the Hallel Psalms. Hallel means praise. These psalms were recited at Jewish feasts, especially during Passover, because they review Israel's deliverance from Egypt. Therefore, when they welcome Jesus shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel," they hoped Jesus would be their king who would set them free from Rome. They believed that the King of Israel would come, would be the one who comes in the name of the Lord, according to Psalm 118, 25 and 26. This was their expectation and hope. The people received Jesus like a king. They waved palm branches and shouted, "Hosanna," which means save now or give salvation now. The people expected the Messiah to come and deliver them from the oppressive rule of Rome and to fulfill the promises that Israel would be great and blessed. The people shouted praises, but as we shall see, they did not understand who Jesus was and why he had come. Thus, their praise was empty. Soon, they would be shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." In Matthew 15, 8, Jesus quoted Isaiah 29, 13. It says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." The people welcomed Jesus with shouts of praise, but their hearts were hard. I think many people today are like this crowd. They have wrong expectations about Jesus. They think he is like a glorified Santa Claus who will bless them, give them presents, and make them happy. Some people shout, sing, and dance about Jesus, but don't understand the cross. Verse 14, Jesus, having found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Don't be afraid, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes sitting on a donkey's colt," Zechariah 9:9. His disciples didn't understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. Meditation question. Why do you think Jesus entered Jerusalem on this occasion riding on a donkey's colt? It seems clear that Jesus consciously chose to enter Jerusalem on a donkey to fulfill Zechariah 9:9 as the Messiah and King of Israel. He was indeed their King and Messiah, but he came to set them free from sin and the rule of Satan through the cross. The latter part of verse 15 is from Zechariah 9:9. It says, "Behold, your king comes sitting on a donkey's colt." Zechariah 9:9 prophesied that the king of Israel would enter Jerusalem riding on a donkey's colt. The people wanted and expected a conquering Messiah and king, but they could not imagine or accept a king who would be crucified on a cross. Meditation question. How were the crowd's understanding and expectations of Jesus in error? They shouted the words from Psalm 118, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." However, they didn't understand Psalm 118, verse 22, that says, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." These words appear at least 10 times in the Bible and are very important to understanding God's plans and God's ways. Jesus was the stone the builders rejected. The Jewish leaders hated Jesus and did not recognize him as the Messiah. They were plotting to kill Jesus as soon as they could arrest him. Jesus knew this had taken place according to the Father's plan and in his Father's timing. We read in the Gospel of Mark that 2 days before Jesus entered Jerusalem, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him, and kill him. 3 days later, he will arise." Words from Mark 10:32-34. Even the disciples of Jesus did not really understand this, but they would understand later. Entering Jerusalem on a donkey showed Jesus' humility and submission to the will of his Father. He humbly accepted his calling to suffer and die for the sins of the world. Jesus was willing to die for the fickle crowd who would reject him, and even for the Jewish leaders who sentenced him to die. His love and grace were unconditional. Verse 17, "The multitude, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead was testifying about it. For this cause also the multitude went and met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees, therefore, said among themselves, 'See how you accomplished nothing? Behold, the world has gone after him.'" We understand from these verses that one of the big reasons the crowds welcomed Jesus as king was because they had witnessed or heard about the raising of Lazarus. Those who saw Lazarus come to life continued to talk about it, and the news spread rapidly. This is why so many people welcomed Jesus as he entered in the city. One translation of verse 18 says, "It was because they heard that he had performed the sign that the crowd went to meet him." They probably reasoned if Jesus could raise the dead, he could surely do anything, including driving out the Roman rulers out of Israel. In the minds of the people, they were not welcoming a savior from sin, but a miracle worker who had set them free from bondage to Rome and restore the power and glory of Israel. The Pharisees, however, were worried that if Jesus continued to grow in popularity, they would lose their power. When Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, the crowd joyfully welcomed him, but soon their cheers were turned to shouts for Jesus to be crucified. People today also misunderstand Jesus and often have misguided expectations. They demand signs and miracles. Others stop following Jesus when their dreams are not realized. Many people stumble over these kinds of stumbling stones and refuse to make Jesus the chief cornerstone and foundation of their lives. Someone said that people with mental problems build castles in the sky, and psychiatrists are the people who collect the rent. I think Christians also build castles in the sky sometimes, and then they want to collect the rent. They want God to fulfill their expectations, but don't want to submit to his will for their lives. Let's pray. Father, give us a pure heart to worship you and to serve you. Help us to understand the cross, and may our dreams and expectations never divert us from submitting to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, give us a heart to love you like Mary, and may the fragrance of Christ touch the people we meet as we love you with all of our heart and soul.